You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone and a warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. Good to have you with us. You join us on Tuesday's edition of the podcast where we're looking ahead to racing at Newbury and Nottingham on this edition. We've also got Catterick and Ayr to come domestically and there's an Irish programme at Roscommon. Hopefully you can join us for all of the action. We're live at 1:35pm. James Millman, Paddy Aspel and Andrew Mount will be your team in the studio. Sam Norris here presenting on today's edition of the podcast and delighted to have Tom Morley with us in the studio. Tom, how are you?
Very well, thank you, Sam.
Good. Runners have been going well, Tom. Winner at Glorious Goodwood last week.
Yeah, Don Armado won the nursery there, which was quite a good performance. I won't say I was totally shocked, but it was pleasant.
Were you on?
No.
No?
No.
You didn't go either, did you?
No.
No. That would have been...
That's 20 winners this year, and I've seen none.
Really?
Yeah.
But to be fair, you don't make much of an effort to go and see. How many could you have potentially seen? Out of those, how many times have you been racing this year?
About twice.
Well, there you go then. You can't moan too much.
I'm not moaning at all. I'm quite happy to watch them on TV.
And yes. Did you enjoy the week last week, Glorious Goodwood? The meeting as a whole, did you watch much of it?
I saw bits and pieces. Horse of ours disappointed in the Malcolm, which... I don't know. I thought some of the early results were a little bit strange. Perhaps it was the ground was...
Yeah, because that was the horse that bolted up at Chepstow.
Yeah, Street Parade. Yeah. I mean, he was slowly away. He just never got into it. He's better than that. Mm. But for whatever reason, he just dwelt coming out the stalls. To be fair, I mean, the old Monday jury talks about the two-year-old races,
so I probably
shouldn't be jumping the gun. But Stuart did say out of the Malcolm, the winner looks a nice horse. Mm. The rest... Look like rats.
Yeah.
Mine was probably the second nicest looking there, and he isn't very big.
Right.
No offence to the owners of all the others.
Yeah, sure. We will tackle the Monday jury. I've heard you be ruder about your own horses,
yeah,
to be fair.
Yeah, exactly.
So, we'll move on to the Monday jury, which of course is full of Goodwood reflections, and starting with Patash for a lot of people. One of the performances of the week. Is Patash the best 5 furlong sprinter in the world? And can anything stop him in the Nunthorpe? That was vintage Patash during the week. And I know the Speed Figure boys have been purring about that performance. I think from 4 out to 3 out, sub 10-second furlong, which even for a sprinter is pretty white hot.
Yeah, you can't knock it at all. And the thing is, he seems to have mellowed as he's got certainly into this year, which I think that's the main problem at York is that... Is basically the boxers are miles away from the parade ring, and that's where he could lose it walking across from there. But he does seem to be on better behaviour this year, which might therefore help him at that track. I guess there could be a couple of 2-year-olds that he'll be giving a lot of weight to, but that's for a reason, isn't it?
Yep.
You know, there too. So I can't see that stopping. Yeah, I see in the paper today, Godolphin are talking about being bullish about Blue Point up against it. But I think if Patash turns up in the same form, he's going to struggle to be beaten.
He's 4-5 for the Nunthorpe. Blue Point 6-1. 7's about US Navy flag and that 14-1 and bigger for the rest of them. And it's a great point you make about his temperament, Tom. He's becoming less of a hothead now.
Does seem so.
Yeah.
You know, a York would be...
Probably the biggest test of them all,
I would probably say. But, you know, there were plenty of people at Goodwood and he behaved impeccably. Probably one of the better behaved ones or least sweaty ones. So, you know, it does seem like they have done a good job in mellowing him.
Which of the 2-year-olds impressed you most this week? Obviously, we touched briefly on the 2-year-old races. Was there any real standouts?
I think a lot of it does depend on their size and whether they're going to... As I've been not been racing, I haven't seen any of these. But so certainly the Spencer horse in the Malcolm, I'm told, was just looked different gear to the rest of them in that. So I expect we'll see that go forward. I've always liked Conchek of Clive Cox's, Sabre of Richard Fies. I'm not sure things really went right at Goodwood for them. I mean, I should mention Don Amado. He does seem to be going the right way. I expect he'll get a hefty rise for that because he won quite easily, really. I think the second horse there, Alfie Solomons, and it's quite interesting because they came out the back in a nursery at Chelmsford, two runs back for Don Amado. But that just shows you what a mess Chelmsford can be, I think, more than anything. I mean, Dark Vision was impressive.
Yep.
That would probably be the most impressive. I quite like Shine So Bright as well. I probably would have left it at Carl Burke's once they'd bought it, Fox Power team, but each to their own.
Hopefully plenty of these do train on, because as we've seen throughout the course of the week, and as many people have said throughout the course of the season this year, in terms of three-year-olds, Alpha Centauri aside,
there's not a lot, is there?
Yeah, maybe not the greatest. So it'd be great if we get a lot of these training on next year.
I suspect that some of the better ones are probably yet to be seen this year.
Okay.
I think there'll be a sort of a switching as the ones that perhaps have needed a bit more time and perhaps are better for the future start coming out, and some of these smaller two-year-old onlys drift away and have peaked already.
Give us a future winner from one of those who didn't get home in front this week.
Well, I know Ocean Murphy's on the jury, and he obviously talked about Dancing Star, which would be the most logical one, I think, to pick. I mean, that was very unlucky. Whatever he did, it didn't go right. And, you know, he does beat himself up when things don't go right. I think that would be the most logical one for me.
Yes. On to the next question, then. This regards the Apprentice title. The Apprentice race is wide open now that David Egan has gone pro. Of course, rode his first winner as a professional at Glorious Goodwood this week. Who's your money on? Plenty of people raving justifiably so about Jason Watson, Tom.
Yeah, and certainly as people do like to look very much at the present, obviously the Stewards' Cup's going to help there. But I mean, one of the things Jason Watson's got on his side, and I didn't realise, is Tony Hind's his agent, and Tony Hind is a fair expert at this type of thing and of making sure he's at the right track, getting the right amount of chances to win it. So I think that's a massive boost for him. Obviously, there's various other decent guys around, Ross O'Ryan, Callum Rodriguez, I do actually quite like.
Yep.
You know, I don't get a huge amount of chance of using apprentices, with Robert having his own and Stuart also having, you know, Millie as well. So it's not necessarily an area that I get to look at that closely anymore. I did see again in the Monday jury, someone mentioned Ben Cohen in Ireland, who I think I remember getting mildly excited about his second winner ever. Mm. And I do think he's good over there. Wouldn't mind him coming over.
And you've got to be even better in Ireland, because there are even less opportunities there. There's just simply less racing.
Absolutely. So I definitely think he's one to watch going forward. But I think Jason Watson with Tony Hind behind him is almost certainly the one to beat, especially as he's, you know, getting the headlines perhaps compared to some of the others.
If you could make one change to Glorious Goodwood or Galway, what would it be? A lot of people would say that they just don't want them on at the same time. That's never going to happen. But would there be anything you'd make a change to?
You can't say
more prize money for the...
I can. No, I'd rather more prize money at other meetings, to be fair.
Right, okay.
Galway, I've got no idea about. Never been. Never likely to go.
You're not going to plot one up for one of the big handicaps there next year, Tom?
I think there's a lot of fairly shrewd people over there who might be plotting up against me.
You might not be the only person with that idea.
Goodwood... It's a while since I've been to Goodwood, so I'm not that well qualified to talk about it. I'd like it to be moved closer.
You can't say that either.
Can't I?
No, I'm not allowing you.
Everyone raves about it, so I'm... And
you think it's
the
perfect,
general view...
It's perfect the way it is.
I have to say, there's a fair few... There's a few maiden races in, which I always find quite weird in a big festival.
Sure.
But I'm not saying that they should be got rid of. I just find that's a quirk of that festival.
That's a fair point. On to the final question then. Give us a horse who you fancy over the next couple of weeks. Any horse. This is easy, Tom.
Yeah, but I might not want to give it away.
Well, true. True.
Any
of yours that you're particularly looking forward to having an outing over the next few weeks?
I know Zamjar ran on Saturday at Chelmsford. He was drawn 9 out of 9, so he had no chance that day. I do think he's better than his mark. Granted, he wouldn't want it fast on turf, hence the return back to the all-weather, but I do think he's ahead of his mark, so I'd expect him to win at some point soon. I mean, who else would strike me? Well, I'd like to see Allerdale run, but he wants soft ground.
Right.
So I've been waiting 2.5 months.
Mm. And when we finally get soft ground, those races are going to be split into a few divisions, aren't
they? We declared him for last Friday at Newmarket, having rained the Friday before when we hadn't got him in. Of course, the rain never came that time, so he had to come out.
Okay, thank you very much for that. We'll turn our attention on to Tuesday's racing now. Tom's picked out a couple of races to get stuck into. We begin at Newbury with the 355. This is a nursery over 7 furlongs. Got a field of 9 runners down to take their chance in this nursery. Talk us through some of these, Tom.
Yeah, my selection for the nursery is the 2-horse Even Keel. Now, Even Keel started off his career in a couple of novice events. First one at Windsor, saw him slowly away, stayed on nicely on the rail to take second. Went to Salisbury, ran into the same horse that had beaten him at Windsor and again played second fiddle to him. Urban Icon was that horse. We haven't seen Urban Icon again, so we don't know quite what he's going to do with the form. Even Keel went to Chester in a maiden for the first run. It was a hat-trick of second placings, but again, a good running. I mean, he was drawn 9 of 10. That's not a great start. Forced to race wide. Don't think he really handled the track. So I wasn't that surprised to see on nursery debut at Newmarket Even Keel getting sent off favourite on the back of those 3 runs. But unfortunately, that was the day it was soft ground at Newmarket, and Even Keel just couldn't quicken up that day. I think it was the soft ground that caused the issues. One of his rivals today, Gun for Hire, beat him, but I think he can get the better of that horse back on a faster surface and with a weight swing. And I think, yeah, just back on the faster surface on a straightforward track, we'll see the real Even Keel. Of his rivals, The Last Party, this needs to bounce back from finishing last on nursery debut at Chelmsford, but that was the race that had Don Amado and Alfie Solomons in towards the back of it. It was a complete mess of a race. So I think The Last Party will probably put a better performance up here and be one of the main dangers. Jaiz was well beaten on nursery debut at Chester. I think this may suit better, but I'm not sure whether he's attractively handicapped, to be honest. Nayslayer's run all right in a couple of nurseries so far, but was disappointing last time, needs to bounce back. Stay Classy won at Windsor on her third outing, should progress again, but I think the selection can have too much for her too. Gun for Hire we've briefly touched on. And then the other 3, Hard Taskmaster, Dark Panther and Valentino Sunrise, I think they all need more, to be honest. So I think Even Keel's got a great chance to get off the mark here.
Even Keel, the selection of Tom in that 355 at Newbury. And we're on to Nottingham for our next race then. This is the 6:20 at Nottingham, a handicap over a mile here with 8 runners at the time recording. Hopefully they all take their chance in the lineup. The betting likely to centre around Eponina, Tom, who won over track and trip, albeit a small field event a couple of weeks ago.
And I have a feeling we have got a non-runner, haven't we, in this now? I think the top one, Murphine Durkin.
Correct. So we're already down to 7.
Yeah. The selection here is the informed filly of Michael Appleby, Eponina. I mean, this shrewd outfit claimed her for 6 grand when finishing second in a seller at Redcar. I think they quickly realised she needed stepping up in trip and have been rewarded 2 victories in her last 3 runs. Firstly at Leicester, then last time out at Nottingham. She likes to get on with it. Be important for her not to be too keen, but she's only been put up £2 for that victory. Now gets the assistance of the champion jockey. I think it often pays to follow an informed filly anyway, and I think it will do so here. We've already lost the top one, Murphine Durkin. Blaze of Heights ran really poorly when last seen, needs to bounce back. Yeah, he was hampered slightly, but I think, you know, that's just an excuse as much as anything. Golden Guest produced his best performance at Doncaster at the end of June, but this new mark has just looked beyond him. Al Rees been bang out of form in his all-weather starts this summer. Ski Blast did win when last seen, but a lot to take on trust because that was August 2017. Buckland Bow, 0-19 on turf, hasn't won for ages, can pass on that one. And Lasso, well, just been in rank form since winning in May. So another good opportunity, I think, for Eponina to come out on top.
Looking to make it 3 wins from her last 4 is Eponina on Tuesday night at Nottingham in the 6:20. That's one of Tom's 2 fancies for the day. Joins Even Keel in the 3:55 race at Newbury. We're on air from 1:35pm. Hopefully you can join us. James Millman, Paddy Aspel and Andrew Mount will be live to guide you through the day's racing at Catterick, Newbury, Ayr, Nottingham and Roscommon. Tom, thank you very much. Pleasure as always and best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.